Caregiver denial is a common reaction to the challenges of caring for a loved one, and it can be a normal part of the grief process. It can be a way to cope with the pain of a changing reality, such as an aging loved one's cognitive decline. However, denial can become a problem if it prevents people from working through their feelings and moving on. Why denial happens? Anticipatory grief. Caregivers may subconsciously know their loved one will decline, and denial can help them buffer their feelings. Fear. Denial can help people overcome fear of the changes that come with caregiving. Protection denial can be a tool that protects people from confronting difficult emotions. Risks of denial. Disconnects. Denial can create disconnects between caregivers and their loved ones, making it difficult to communicate. Mental health problems. Denial can be linked to mental health problems like depression. Family conflict. Denial can cause disagreements between family members who accept the diagnosis and those who don't. Burnout. Caregivers who try to do too much can experience burnout. How to move past denial? Recognize it's normal. It's important to recognize that denial is a normal reaction to pain and loss. Find a way through. Work through your feelings and find a way to move on. Get help. Consider seeking help from an accredited representative, attorney, or claims agent. Research care providers. Research and vet care providers to help prevent issues early on. Denial is often a part of the grief process for caregivers as they struggle with a changing reality, whether due to an aging loved one's cognitive decline or simply due to the change in lifestyle that caregiving often brings. In denial, individuals subconsciously know they're going to see their loved one decline. It's called anticipatory grief, and denial helps buffer their feelings. Five ways to move past caregiver denial. 1. Accept the personal losses. Sometimes caregivers deny the reality of the situation because they fear losing their own freedom and having to drastically adjust their lifestyles. 2. Join an online support group. Caregivers often feel that attending a support group won't fit in their schedule, but many Zoom and Facebook groups now offer support and comfort right from your home. 3. Discuss the future. Many caregivers avoid talking about the future. They think there will be time to consider. It's vital to have those difficult family conversations, which should include legal considerations such as setting up a power of attorney. Otherwise, caregivers may find themselves in stresses and unprepared later on. 4. Educate yourself. If your loved one is living with dementia, consult reliable sources, such as the Alzheimer's Association, to learn what you can expect as the disease progresses, as well as what they may be experiencing. Make sure to tune in to the individual and discover what soothes them and what triggers them. 5. Hire respite care. Many people initially deny that their family members need in-home care, thinking they're not going to do as good a job at meeting their loved one's needs. Once you step out in faith and try it, you'll feel relieved and happy to have a much-needed break. Remember that guilt is often a normal part of the caregiving process. Grant yourself grace in acknowledging your emotions, both good and bad, and use the many resources that are available to help make the caregiving journey successful.